This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast. We spoke to Nandish Shah, Technical Research Analyst at HDFC Securities. He gave us 3 buy calls and also shared his views on Nifty. Nifty fell more than 100 points from the intraday high to close with a loss of 24 points at 11,440 on September 14th. During last week, the benchmark index took support at 50-day simple moving average, which is placed at 11,200 currently, and bounced back sharply. This support also coincides with the recent swing low of 11,185 registered on September 9th. In the Nifty options segment, we have seen put writing at 11,200 to 11,300 levels. There are multiple pieces of evidence that suggest that Nifty is likely to find strong support around 11,200 levels, and unless it closes below this level, the uptrend will remain intact. On the higher side, immediate resistance is seen around 11,585, which is the recent swing high. So the analyst believes rather than anticipating the resistance or top, it is advisable to remain bullish with a trailing stop loss strategy in the index as well as in the stocks. The short-term trend of the index is positive where it is trading above its 5, 20 and 50-day simple moving average. The analyst said his advice is to remain long in Nifty with the trailing stop loss of 11,200 levels. A move above 11,585 would give the bulls full control and it would lead to a short covering which might push Nifty to the recent high of 11,800 levels. The focus of the traders should be on mid-caps and small-caps that are likely to continue their outperformance for the coming weeks and months also, said the analyst. Here are 3 buy calls for the next 3 to 4 weeks. Indian Energy Exchange is the first call with a target price of ₹227, stop loss is ₹195 and upside potential is 9%. The stock has broken out on the daily and weekly charts with a surge in volumes to close at an all-time high level. Oscillators and momentum indicators like RSI, MFI and MACD are showing strength in the current uptrend. Plus DI is placed above the minus DI while the ADX line is placed above 20, indicating momentum in the uptrend. Rallis India is the second call with a target price of ₹340, stop loss is ₹290 and upside potential is 10%. After running correction for the last few days, the stock resumed its uptrend by closing above the downward sloping trend line with a surge in volumes. The primary trend of the stock is positive where it is trading above its all important short-term and long-term moving averages. The stock is forming a bullish higher tops, higher bottom on the daily chart, plus DI is placed above the minus DI indicating strength in the uptrend. And Deepak Nitrite is the third call with a target price of ₹860 and stop loss of ₹753. Upside potential for this call is 8%. The stock has broken out from the last 10-day consolidation with a sharp surge in volumes to close at an all-time high. The primary trend of the stock is positive where the stock is trading above its 200-day exponential moving average. Volumes have been higher during up days while lower during down days during the last couple of months, indicating accumulation is going on in the stock. The short-term trend of the stock is also positive as it is trading above its 5 and 20-day simple moving average. Oscillators and momentum indicators like RSI, MFI and MACD are showing strength in the stock. Plus DI is placed above the minus DI while the ADX line is placed above 20, indicating strength in the uptrend. Remember, all the 3 stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.